I'm Chico. I love Pokemon, anime, and strutting down the runway of life.
I'm Hazel. I love tennis, I hate small talk, and I have a thing for sexy manongs.
I'm Rika, and I never ever mess up on air.
Live! Welcome to
The Morning Rush!
Monster
RX93.1.
Monster RX93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
It is a Monday once again, and that's it. That's half of March already.
Whoa, that's true. It's
and
March 18.
Yeah, marching into summer.
Oh, boy.
But, of course, now a lot of schools have the school summer is now June, mm-hmm. July.
Right.
For some schools. But for others, it's still
the same.
Ito, March. April.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can definitely feel the heat.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Right? So, we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Antud Jays for suggesting it. The top 10, bakit hindi mo palitan?
Oh.
For example, there's a trick to it. Bakit hindi mo palitan yung teacher? Total ang dami mong alam.
Yung mas marunong ka pa.
Mas marunong ka pa eh.
I'm sure a lot of teachers feel that way when they have yung mga students na medj epal.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Another example of that is like, bakit hindi mo palitan yung doktor? Total, kayang-kaya mo naman mag-self-medicate.
Kaya total, diba, na sa Google naman lahat ng conditions.
I've heard so many doctors say this, that sometimes they're like, okay, like you come for... What do you call it? Like a
consultation.
A consultation. Mm-hmm. And then when I tell you what's wrong, you tell me, pero di ba hindi ba doc? Ang ano talaga ganito. And it's like, did you come here to consult or to lecture me?
Tell me you're not guilty of this,
on
though.
Medicine.
Like,
No,
if you're like feeling something, don't you Google all your symptoms and then like kind of check out, okay, I feel like this is a possibility, but it's not like when you go to your consultation, you tell the doctor, I think I have this. It's just, parang you wait for him or her to tell you what's up and then you're like, do you think it might be, could it be this? Or is there a possibility that I may have this? Because like, you know, the symptoms and everything. Alam mo, parang imi-mention mo lang siya, pero hindi yung medyo ipupush mo. Hindi yung ganun. Yeah. Yung parang medyo, just to double check.
Kasi I guess because I hardly go to the doctor for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a doctor in the family.
Oh.
So all I do is I just text my nephew. And I'm like,
I'm feeling this.
What do I take? I don't want to go through the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because and usually it's not a big deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's hardly something mysterious.
Right.
I mean, the last time I had a mysterious whatever,
mm-hmm.
it was a long time ago. Like super long time ago when I started getting what do you call this? Mysterious allergy when I'm not allergic to anything.
Oh.
And then it turns out when I went vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
I had a little bit of sleuthing. Plus, the doctors that I went to, and I went to about maybe three, at mm-hmm. least three, they were saying, we really don't know.
Oh.
I even took that allergy exam.
Yeah.
And they still couldn't find, like, all they could do is tell me what I'm not allergic of.
So what was it?
No, it turns out it was I not Google. This was like Encyclopedia Britannica. This is during that.
Hindi mo lang Encarta.
Wala pa.
Oh, sige.
So I Googled. I mean, not Google. I mean, I researched it, and then I was like, symptoms.
Mm.
So I just looked for the symptoms of whatever it was that I had, and then lo and behold, it said there. What do you call it? Lack of vitamin B12.
Okay.
Apparently, it's the only, of all the nutrients, it's the only nutrient that cannot be found in the plant world.
Oh.
Just that. The other Bs, they're fine. Just the 12. And it said that usually, you just take a B supplement and you're good.
So it was just like a vitamin deficiency.
It was just, and then I took it and then it was gone. And all the doctors couldn't figure it out.
Oh, wow.
I literally... found the
your own solution.
Yeah,
your own cure.
And doctors really couldn't, like, but because, you know, like...
You know, I hate going to the doctor just because I hate explaining stuff. Like, I feel like maybe I'm not explaining it right, so maybe they're going to misdiagnose me. Because usually if you're feeling pain somewhere, right, they're going to ask, okay, what kind of pain is it? Is it like a burning pain? Is it like, ano pa ba yung stabbing?
And you know what I hate? Yung mga, on a scale of 1 to 10,
yes!
How painful is it? And I'm like, because I don't know if I've felt 10 already. So I'm like...
I know, exactly.
Maybe to me it's a 10.
I always say 7.
But in the actual scale, it's just a 5.
I always say, it's like a 7.
Right?
Like, it's reason enough for me to see you, but, yeah, you know, I'm still functioning.
Oh,
it's so
gosh.
Difficult,
it's
I
so
swear.
It's so difficult. Bakit hindi mo palitan yung guard? Total, mahili ka namang manundot ng stick mo. Right?
Go!
Bakit hindi mo palitan yung dentista? Total, lahat makausap. Total, lahat ng makausap mo, sinasabihan mo ng
open wide!
Bakit hindi mo palitan yung vacuum cleaner?
Oh.
Total, lahat higop na ng pagkasipsip mo eh.
Oh my gosh! I'm trying to remember. Parang meron yata akong nabansagan ng vacuum back in the day.
Yeah.
Kasi sip-sip siya.
Sa sobrang sip-sip.
I'm trying to remember because I'm the type who, oh my gosh, I used to be the type who would give nicknames.
To everyone.
Yeah, not everyone, just people that I didn't like. So, I mean,
merong nickname.
Not everyone.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be like a term of endearment.
Sometimes.
For friends. Pero iba yung nickname. Like yung vacuum.
Yung vacuum.
Yung may straw. Yung merong... Iba ibang levels.
Yeah,
meron talagang vacuum. I just can't remember which one. Sa dami.
Bakit hindi mo palitan si Jollibee? Total, bida-bida ka naman. It's the same thing. Same thing as sip-sip.
I hate... Alam mo, I really tend to be so annoyed with pabida people.
Yeah.
I really do. And I can't help it.
And it's so tricky, ha? Kasi I can actually identify the ones who are really just helpful or ma-contribute,
mm-hmm,
and you never brand them as bida bida,
yeah,
even if they're always there,
mm-mm,
when somebody needs something and
yeah,
then there's another person
na bida bida
na ganun talaga yung dating sa'yo.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, let's say person A, person B. Person A is doing exactly the same thing that person B is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo, every time nag-ask ng suggestion, siya una-una magsasalita. You don't resent it when person A does it. But when person B does it, you're like, ito na naman siya.
Maybe just because, you know, yun nga, like the motive behind it.
Yeah.
If you know that someone is like just being sincerely
helpful,
then great.
You don't take it against them.
Oo, pero yung pabida-bida lang talaga. Ugh.
Bakit hindi mo palitan yung basketball player? Total, rebound na naman yung relationship mo, di ba?
Oh, that's so sad.
And one last, bakit hindi mo palitan si X? Total, kinuha mo na yung position niya sa puso ko.
Wow! I like that. It's a hopeful entry.
Right? The one hopeful example.
Di ba? Parang ready na siya.
Kasi the rest very shady.
I know.
It's a lot of throwing shit. And I'm expecting that today.
Uh-huh.
But let's have fun with it. So the top 10, bakit hindi mo palitan? If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Bakit Hindi Mo Palitan in all your tweets. And thank you, we're already trending number 2 in the Philippines.
Yay!
TMR, The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the first top 10 for today.
And the first batch of greets, hashtag RX greets via Twitter, saying good morning to Mark Enriquez, who says hello, and good morning to his mom, Yvette, sister Cyril, and Deck. Happy Monday to you guys too. Hi to Nick Cool. Good morning to Sunny in Scotland. Happy Monday to all the listeners and the CPGs. Purple Cherry says good morning to her hubby, Eugene, on their way to work. Monday traffic, she says. Oh boy. We'll do early bird later on so we can find out what's going on. Hi to Crystal KT as well, who says, good morning. Last Friday school play was great, though Jackie Chanak should have been there. They were serving liver adobo.
Wow.
But Jackie doesn't like adobo. He likes it raw.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Baka mas gusto niya yung sa kitchen lang siya while they prepare it.
Siguro yung before nila lutuin.
Yes.
Kukuha-kuha na
siya. Ninenok siya. Hi to the ramen boy. Back to the grind, he says. Oh, yes, indeed. And hello to Daddy Gordon saying hi to Kickass Kicks and Sanji Kun. Hello. Good morning to all of you guys. More later on.
All right. So we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of and to Jays, thank you very much for suggesting it. The top 10, Bakit Hindi Mo Palitan? And thank you to everybody for making us trend 1 and 3
Yay!
In the Philippines.
Thank you.
All right, so let's start off with Janto Awesome. Let's see here. Actually, 1 and 2 na pala. Yay, thank you. Janto Awesome says, Bakit Hindi Mo Palitan? Yung Ayala. Total, Makati ka rin naman.
Ay, bagay na bagay ka sa Makati.
Humble Denver says, bakit hindi mo palitan si Captain Marvel? Ang lakas mo sa akin eh.
Pwede.
When John Tweet says, bakit hindi mo palitan si Google? Total, lahat alam mo, di ba? Wala ka namang hindi alam.
Yan na naman yung mga daming alam eh.
Daming mong alam eh. Juice Blank says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung barangay tanod? Daig mo pa sila sa kakagala kapag gabi.
Oh, and I wonder why.
Kasi di ba sila yung umiikot like at night?
Yeah.
Like papatrol.
So, to check what's going on, if everybody's home safe, kung may pakalat-kalat na mukhang hindi safe.
Hindi safe. Camilo says, bakit hindi mo palitan ang China? Total, grabe ka naman makaagaw ng pagmamayari ng iba. And also from Camilo, bakit hindi mo palitan yung carousel sa airport? Total, marami kang ang baggage, pabalik-balik pa.
Oh, I like that one.
Right, just like the carousel.
That's how it is though.
Right?
Like when you have a lot of baggage, diba parang...
It
goes away for a little bit, it disappears for a bit, and then, you know, give it a little more time, it resurfaces.
It just waits for a little trigger.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you have, let's say one of your baggage, your emotional baggage is, you have...
Abandonment issues.
So, you're fine. Until you feel like somebody's about to leave you. Or kunyari nakapag-break sa'yo yung ano. Then babalik na naman yung,
yeah.
See, I knew it, they're going to leave me eventually.
Uh-oh.
So... There are just certain triggers that keep it coming back over and over again.
Rejection. Refusal to accept certain things. You know what? I actually, diba you had your epiphany like last week. Ako naman, I had my epiphany yesterday. Or was it Saturday? So over the weekend. I just realized a lot of things that happened to me that I didn't like in the past, I forgot about them. Like that's my coping mechanism. I pretend they never happened. Yes, I forget to the point that I actually have to try to remember. Yung parang, wait a minute.
Did that happen?
That happened to me. And it's, alam mo yung parang ang galing-galing. I've become such a master.
Such a forgetter.
Yes, at pushing back bad memories. Like stuff I don't want to remember. I just automatically, parang nako-compartmentalize ko siya into this, you know, parang little bag of unwanted memories. Doon sila lahat automatic pumupunta. But... You know, parang naisip ko din, maybe that's not so healthy just because sometimes you kind of have to...
Deal with it?
Deal with stuff and I'm the type, apparently, that just wants to forget about it completely.
Oh, kasi they haunt me.
They do?
Yeah.
They haunt
over
me,
over and over again. So I could never forget them.
Well, I mean, technically, I still remember them. It's just... I pretend they... Alam mo yun? It's so confusing. I pretend that no...
Like it's not... It's
I don't
want to
go
out
there.
Forget.
Yes. They're still there, but I have to access them if I want to think about them.
Yeah.
Parang they're not... They don't automatically resurface if matrigger ako. Kailangan ako lang mismo yung mag-isip na...
Maglalabas sa baol.
Oo. Parang ganun. It's so strange. And I was like, I don't know if I should continue doing that.
Yeah.
Or if I should... I don't know if that's the mature way of dealing with things.
I must say, that's a difficult skill though. Sunny in Scotland says, who is based abroad, parang may hugot yung entry niya. Bakit hindi mo palitan yung customs? Total, hinaharang mo lahat ng padala ko.
Hala siya.
Alam mo yun, if there's like, I don't know, I guess... a family member or a friend na siya yung in charge or maybe sa kanya unang dumadaan.
Yes.
But hindi lahat napupunta dun sa ika nga nila, kinauukulan.
I feel like my brother probably feels that way about me.
About you?
Just because every...
Hinaharang mo lahat
ng pagkala. No, it's not my choice. It's just, you know, my parents obviously trust me more. Yeah. So I'm the one that's responsible for everything.
Yeah.
He's way older, by the way. Yeah. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
So I'm the one who actually controls everything. Because he has no control.
Yeah.
Like over a lot of things. So in a way, I guess, ako yung customs niya.
Ikaw yung customs.
Yep.
Jay Culista says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung araw, the sun? Ang taas ng tingin mo sa sarili mo.
Oh!
Okay, full of shade, I swear. Chip Siliasa says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung electric fan? Mas mahangin ka naman sa kanya eh.
Oh, wow.
And there's nothing more frustrating. Way back, I mean, of course, now I doubt if that happens. Pero way, way, way back. When technology wasn't so great yet. I really hated those electric fans. Sabi parang, wala ka bang ibubuga yan? Like, yeah, alam mo yung super fail nung engineering na talagang like, naka three na siya na parang, there's hardly any air.
You know what? Yung electric fan ko,
I couldn't understand it.
I have one. Parang nasira siya.
Yeah.
And then, I had it repaired. Tapos, nung bumalik siya, parang mas malakas na siya than before.
Than before?
Yes, as like, what did they do? What happened?
Kasi my indelible electric fan memory was a bit scary. Because before, I would have the aircon on, but we would still have the fan on. Para lang mas may circulation.
Yeah.
I woke up, I was like, am I dreaming? Kasi parang nagfa-flashing lights. Yung parang, like fireworks. And then I realized, when I finally woke up, the electric fan was still on, but it was sparking.
Oh my gosh!
Pumuputok-putok na siya. Yeah.
That's so scary.
As in sparks. Kaya pala parang may fireworks or nagbe-bleed into my dream yung... And I couldn't turn it off kasi it was the main fan that was sparking. Nag-spark. So sabi ko, paano ko siya i-off?
Yeah.
So I had to like pull it from the cord just to turn it off. Just to be able to turn it off. I was so scared. Tapos maya-maya, ano na, amoy usok na sa room.
But that's so
room.
Scary that it was...
That was so scary.
It was already doing that. Because usually, what I know of fans, mamamatay siya. Like, it will stop circulating. And then, the engine will keep running. So, what happens is, it overheats.
Yeah.
Pero it doesn't burn like that.
Well,
baka naman,
okay. This fan was...
Kasi umaandar pa siya.
This fan was such a favorite of mine. Because it was so vintage.
Uh-huh.
This happened maybe I was in college or maybe early years in RX.
Okay.
That fan was already in my family before I was born.
Oh boy.
As in, pag nakita mo siya talaga, you're like, this is beautiful. Kasi para siya talagang...
Vintage.
Vintage, antique talaga.
Mm-mm.
And I didn't want to get rid of it. Kasi nga, for me, it had the most character in the room.
Yeah.
Of all the things in my room, it had the most character. Kasi parang like, you'll never see a fan like it.
Wow.
So I was so sad nung nasira siya. Kasi parang like, can we fix it? And everyone's like, it's a fire hazard.
Sana you took a photo.
I know, right?
For memory's sake.
It was such a good looking fan. Janto Awesome says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung hukom? Total, magaling ka naman mang judge ng tao.
Judgy Judgerson.
Right? And the top, bakit hindi mo palitan, comes from Queen of Deadma.
Queen of Deadma says,
bakit hindi mo palitan si nanay? Mas marami ka pang utos porque panganay ka.
Wow! It's so funny because I've been watching a lot of Filipino movies lately on Netflix because they're all on Netflix now. And ang daming ganyang issues. Yung may issue lagi yung kapatid dun sa panganay.
Na siya yung laging nag-uutos.
And that's
or
what
feeling
I,
nanay. Usually
Grabe yung family dynamics sa mga Pinoy movies.
Yeah.
Like usually all the drama lies within the family.
I think Asians.
In general.
Kasi when you watch Chinese movies, Japanese movies, ang sobra yung... Kasi di ba we're so attached to our families.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we're adults, they still play a major part in our lives.
Yeah.
Unlike in the US, in Europe, North America, parang... once you're 18, parang you have your a life of your own.
Yeah.
Not like us. Like, our parents still have a hold on us.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, I don't know, until you're married, you have kids, you have grandkids.
Forever.
Forever.
Mm.
So, I guess that's why very... Ang dami nating issues when it comes to family.
Super.
Yeah.
Super talaga.
So, there you go. The top 10. Bakit hindi mo palitan? If you've got entries, go ahead, tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Bakit hindi mo palitan in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today.
We want to say good morning to Yummy Tokyo, who says, Happy Monday to all. Hi to Jalen, Mac, Casey, Ivan of Maginhawa, Jad, thanks for the only ramen. Wow, set up. I was thinking of getting ramen yesterday, but I got too lazy to leave the house.
Yeah.
Ang weird, because I was in the middle of ordering a burger, and then I saw someone post, like, kare-kare on Instagram.
Okay.
So, tatlo yung iniisip ko, do I want kare-kare? Do I want a burger? Do I want ramen? Ang ending, kare-kare. At kare-kare and tapa. I had it delivered, so. Anyway.
Okay.
Hello to Justin Sayana, who says, Happy New Week! Hi to Kesa and her hubby Joey, JP, and DP So Fly. Jervsky says hi to all the floor rushers. Always tuned in, especially Kai and Rai. Hi to C and Mommy. Rack Parallel, 7070, Titus Claire, Dennis, and Lady Fox. Stuck in traffic along Slex. Oh no!
Oh no!
Just be patient. You're gonna get there eventually. Hi to Dwayne, not Dwayne. You have an awesome Monday as well. Hi to Panda Bear. Good luck to everyone stuck in traffic, according to Panda Bear. Good morning to Irish Joy G. Enjoy your vacation up north. Chip Silyesa says hello to his wife, Sophia, and all the Wonder East peeps on the way to work, especially Troy Yell, Yvette, and Melai. Dayoung, Lilo Boy, Fabrienne. Good morning to you guys. Hi to Renz, who changed his name to Opulence Ellet.
Oh no.
I love it. Good morning to Chenong as well, who says hi to his brother, Bruce Hasper Jaspe. Quality time, sibling time over classic Manila traffic. Parang wala kayong choice but to
want, right?
When you're stuck in traffic. So thank you for tuning in. They're on the way to the U.S. Embassy.
Oh.
Oh, good luck.
Oh, Chenong's here.
Chenong, yes.
He's in the U.S.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
He's based in the U.S. Also, I guess
he's here. And hi,
balikbayan.
Yeah, hi to Butter Baby. And my friend, one of my best friends, is tuned in. Hi to Hannah and Aresi. Wow, one of the rare times that, you know, a friend of mine is
actually up this early.
Well, one of my kabarkadas at least. Usually, okay. I would have friends tuned in, but like other friends. So, yeah.
Usually, they're not up at this time.
Yeah. I don't know. Or they don't text me. They don't.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't really get to listen. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's weird.
We've got our top 10. Bakit hindi mo palitan? Let's start off with Janto Awesome. This is really hugot for a lot of people. Bakit hindi mo palitan? Yung commentator. Total, ang dami mo namang side comments. O yung mas marunong pa dun sa quote-unquote experts.
Right. Commentator.
Usually with sports.
Yeah. Where though is the question.
Yeah.
Pero kasi, to be fair, there really are commentators who just aren't so well-versed in the sport that they're covering.
Yung legit, mas marami ka pang alam.
Let's
talaga.
Be honest. Yung parang questionable yung mga sinasabi, or minsan they just give like random information tas mali-mali, and if
why
you
are they
know
commentators?
It you're like, because sometimes they fit the job like in other ways, like okay itsura, magaling boses, magaling mag-English, I don't know, may connect,
yeah.
Mga ganon.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There are a number of factors, and sometimes they want the job but
they're not
necessarily
the
best people for the job.
Gets. Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some tea. Which is perfect kasi literally, kakasip ko lang ng tea.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Tapos ako naman nagme-milk tea. Ay, fruity pala to. Fruity.
Queen of Deadma says, bakit hindi mo palitan si boss? Total, ikaw naman ang gumagawa ng lahat ng trabaho niya, di ba? Ala.
Oh boy, ang daming hugot ng mga hardworking assistants and yung mga subordinates. Oh well.
Minsan kasi you get the feeling that gets mo if you're the assistant and you're like, well, based on your designation, you assist, which means the boss still does the majority of the work and you just help him do his job.
Mm-hmm.
But there are cases where the assistants are so good, so effective, so efficient that they end up doing all the work. And literally, the boss is just nominal in his designation because it's already the assistant slash secretary slash employee doing all the work.
And the awful part is they're getting like, I don't know, sobrang 1/16th of what the boss is getting.
And then the all the credit and the money goes to the boss.
Exactly. That's very frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it happens. Juice Blank says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung nagmamaneho? Total kanina ka pa dyan, backseat driver. Usually kasi, people who are good at driving slash people who think they're good at driving tend to be backseat drivers. So, you know, like, for example, people who are in relationships tend to be very, parang, I don't remember asking you love advice, but you tend to dispense it just because you're in a relationship.
Or you've been in a relationship longer.
Longer.
Diba?
So every time, ano, yung parang, lagi kang nasa forefront when it comes to giving love advice.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of the same with driving. Yung, because you're a driver or you're always the one driving, pag iba na yung nagda-drive, you have this tendency to bark out like...
orders.
Oh, masyado ka ano, mabilis. Oh, yung ano mo. Oh, hindi ka nagsisignal. Yung ano mo. Yung, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's like, it drives you nuts when you're the one driving. Because it's like, I don't remember you being... But yung parang pag ikaw ang nagda-drive, I don't remember that you follow all these rules. Pero when you're the backseat driver, you're so strict.
And the thing is, when you're barking orders from the backseat, usually it's because you feel like the driver isn't doing the best job, right? And that's usually because they're nervous.
Yeah.
And once you start barking orders, I don't think they're going to feel better. They're actually going to get more nervous and it's just going to be, you know, the ride's going to be worse, much worse.
Kami, we hardly fight. Very, very rare. But one of the things that we really fight about is driving.
Oh!
Hindi kasi, ang ano ko naman.
Sore spot.
Ay, nako. I swear.
Wait, so who's the backseat driver?
Me. No, well,
well, front seat.
We kind of do the backseat driving when the other one is driving.
Both.
Pero pareho din yung away namin, regardless of who's driving. Kasi basically, kung sino yung hindi nagda-drive, will tend to like backseat drive. Na parang, oh, wag ka, ang masyado kang mainitin ng ulo. Tapos pag sinabi na nung isa yon, sasabihin ng isa, notice I say isa.
Uh-huh.
Kasi it doesn't matter who, nagsiswitch lang kami ng roles. Pero basically, if A says, oh, masyado kang ano, blah, 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 sasabihin ni B, hello, mas malala ka nga dyan.
So, palitan and lang talaga.
I swear.
Oh, boy.
So, pag sinabi ko na, oh, wag ka kasi masyadong ano, what's a common thing? Masyadong kaskasero, ganyan. Hello, ikaw nga dyan eh. Mas maano ka pa nga, mainitan ng ulo pag ikaw nagda-drive. Ako, hindi nga eh. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, tapos switch places. Ako naman na nagda-drive. Oh, wag ka nga masyadong ano, kaskasero. Naku, nagsalita. So it never ends. I swear.
So,
walang aamin.
I think you should get a driver para pareho kayo sa backseat. Ooh, and I think that's gonna be more fun.
Hindi kasi, I swear, it's something that we've never settled. Tapos pag kunyari, pag sabi ko na, oh, ayan ka na naman, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos sabihin niya, ang laki na nga ng in-improve ko eh, na hindi na ako mainit ang ulo. So, hindi na mainit ang ulo niya.
And you're both aware that you do to each other.
We do. Kasi nga, it gets brought up every single time.
Every time.
So, minsan, ano na, joke na siya. Kasi nga parang, I swear, driving talaga is such a particularly sore spot.
Maybe because you're on the road a lot.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And Hangry Pinay says, bakit hindi mo palitan si boyfriend? Total, he doesn't spark joy in your life anymore.
Naku, imarikondo mo na yan.
Oo, yeah. Itupi mo na siya, mag-thank you ka, at itapon.
It's so funny how she would say, thank you. Like, thank parang you. Binubulong-bulongan oo. Pa before you discard thank stuff.
Thank you. Tapos magkita mo, didila-dila. One for the road.
Ew! Oh, no! Parang ang innocent pa naman ni Marie Kondo.
Tapos nakita ba ano pa niya? Yung rinarub-rub pa niya yung...
all over her body.
Yung clothes niya all over her body. Colleen MIC says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung dictionary? Total, lahat naman ang sabihin ko, iba ang meaning sa'yo. You know how like laging iba yung dating sa kanya? Sometimes you don't even... Like, obviously, may issues na.
Uh-oh.
And then, even when you're not saying anything, I don't know, hanap-away,
I feel like
may meaning na siyang ina-attach.
I think that happens to a lot of couples who are in rocky relationships already. Like you said, there's an underlying issue. Tapos, somehow, everything just triggers you.
Alam mo, minsan, kunyari yan. Kunyari ikaw, nagka-crave ka for a burger.
Mm.
You're like, tara, ano tayo? Kain tayo sa labas. And it's like, kasi pangit ako magluto.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Like,
issue,
I never said that.
Right.
I just said, let's eat out. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or it's like, you go like, grabe nang taga ko na hindi nakikita si mami na. Namimiss ko na yung mama ko. Tapos like, you're like, eh siya naman talaga yung mahal mo eh, di ba? Lagi oh. Naman second place lang ako sa kanya. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Everything.
Oh, that's so tough though.
Merong ibang meaning. And you're like, can I say anything right?
And I think at that point, you need to see a therapist.
Yeah.
Because that's like the hardest thing. It's not something you can sweep under the rug
right.
And just like, you know, let's move on. Let's start fresh. And, you know, I used to do that all the time. I used to say that to my ex. Let's start, you know, fresh start, whatever.
Fresh start or reset.
Yes, I used to say that all the time.
Reset.
But obviously, paulit-ulit lang din. We would fall back into the same... pattern.
Kasi I think unless you settle it.
Yeah.
Like if you really settle it,
mm-hmm.
It's just really going to come back. You can't reset without settling it.
Yeah.
Kasi what you do is you sweep it under the rug. Mm-hmm. And then you just pretend like, okay, we're back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can for a while.
For a while,
but
yes.
But it will resurface. Mm-hmm. It's like really bad turn.
Yeah.
It'll eventually just come back.
Ew. Well, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's how I feel about my ex anyway.
He keeps popping back up.
That's gonna be his new nickname on my phone.
Right? Yung akala mo, you got rid of him.
Uh-oh.
And then andito ka pa rin.
Ew! Flush!
Right? Tito na Lebron says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung hangin? Kasi tulad ng hangin, ikamamatay ko kung mawawala.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Not true, though.
That's not true. Not literally. It could be.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's happened.
But have you ever felt that way?
Oh, yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Yung parang feeling mo talaga, like, you're alive, you're breathing,
but you're
dead inside.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And you don't. Diba, everyone says that so lightly now. Like, I'm dead inside. Pero yung you really mean it.
Yes.
Not the taking it lightly way. The, no bish, yeah. I mean it. I'm dead inside.
But I feel like with every heartbreak, a part of us dies talaga eh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, iba-iba lang yung intensity. It depends on like, I guess the love you had for the person.
I read this tweet. It's a bit, you know, controversial, but it was a tweet on virginity.
Oh,
and I'm sorry, I forgot who this was because I was not familiar with the person. It just came up on my feed, and I read it, and I was like, oh, okay, this is an interesting way of looking at it. And according to him, because he's Christian, I think, and then he was like, his call on saving it until marriage is when you make love with somebody, you give them a part of yourself. So when you have sex with everyone many times outside of like before you get married, then you have given away so many parts of yourself.
Oh, wow.
So that, you know, very Harry Potter and the horcruxes. So it's like, by the time you get married,
what's left? Yeah.
Something like that. I don't agree with it. I'm just saying, personally, I don't believe that.
Uh-huh.
But it's an interesting proposition. I will respect his opinion of that, of how he would like to choose to see that.
I've seen similar posts from people I know. And
but it's something that you can't get back.
Yes,
so
that's
true.
So
to a degree, parang nabawasan ka na, kulang ka na. Something like that.
Mm-mm. Eh, paano kung matagal na namang wala? Iba na bubuo ulit?
Buong buo ka.
Kasi sobrang... Paano kung sobrang buo mo naman na tipong alam mo yon?
Alam mo yung tumubo ulit?
Kahit crack man lang wala. Nawala parang, lahat eh.
Parang yung ano, yung mga arms ng starfish, it just grows back.
Oo eh, diba? Midge. Oh my gosh. Mm-mm.
To ano, to be so inactive that you wake up one day, I'm a virgin again.
Nagsara na yung mga
parts mo. Jan Too Awesome says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung bakery? Total, palagi ka namang may putok kahit umaga.
What's the putok bread again?
The one that has like, parang like a little cross or a star on top. Kasi parang the dough
matigas
burst.
Yung ibabaw.
I think, I'm not really familiar. I don't know if I've ever tasted putok, but I've seen it. I've seen photos of it. Kasi I remember we talked about this way back. Way back. As people tweeted us like photos of putok. So if I remember right, siya yung parang merong, alam yung parang X, parang flower.
Yeah.
Na nakabuka sa ibabaw. So I guess you kind of like make an X with a knife on the bread before you bake it.
Yeah.
So that when it bakes, nagfa-flower siya.
Okay.
Or it opens up a little bit.
But if I remember right, tsaka medyo toasty yung top part nun eh.
I guess.
So it's a bit mas matigas siya than S. So I don't like putok. I like kababayan. Kababayan yung parang bilog. May parang mound.
Oh, I don't
know. It's like a muffin.
Oh.
Like the bakery muffin.
I'm really fascinated with yung the Pinoy bakery.
Local bakeries. Yeah, local me bakeries. Too.
Diba like...
Spanish bread.
Everything.
Pande.
Coco.
Regla.
That one too.
I've never tried it.
Pero I've tried it. I bought one. Maybe I bought it in a bad bakery.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
Oh,
I was so excited.
Red thing?
It's nothing.
Is it jelly?
No. It's
not
nothing.
Even like food coloring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
The one that I tasted, okay.
I always thought it was like jelly.
Correct me, guys, if I'm wrong. Pero I was expecting that it was a filling.
Yeah.
Like a custardy.
Ah, so no, pala.
It was nothing. I bit into it and it was just bread. It was white inside. It was just
nothing.
Painted red.
Okay, I don't like pandikoko din kasi.
I love pandikoko.
You love it? Yeah. I don't like...
Especially one brand. I mean, one... Ano?
Uh-huh.
I love that. And their ube. Same
ube.
Bread. And then their laman niya ube. It's so good.
I would probably pick ube over pandikoko. I'm not a...
They were both good.
Though I used to love it when I was a kid. I don't know what happened.
And I slather everything with butter.
Oh,
slather.
Well, everything is better with butter.
Everything with butter. And, oh my God, I need to go downstairs now. Promise. I am going to get kahit pandesal lang. Queen of Deadma says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung pare? Wagas ka kasing magbitiw ng Bible quotes as if ang linis-linis mo.
Oh my gosh. You know, I just talked to someone on Facebook last night.
Yeah.
Someone I don't even really know personally. I mean, you know, I met this person maybe a couple of times many years ago. Oh, I was watching a movie and then I saw that person.
What?
Yes, yeah, anyway. So, parang alam mo one of the character rule. So, it's like, oh, whatever happened to that person? So,
okay.
I looked for her on Facebook. Tapos, I was so shocked. Kasi, like, her Facebook was just full of, like, puro Bible, like, religious content. And from what I remember... She's like this super sexy. As in, like, total 180. I was like, halasha, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah. She found Jesus in her life.
Yeah.
So, she's, nagulat lang ako. Just because of what I knew
because of
what
you know of her.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So wala
siguro rin, because you tend to do like a 180 talaga when it's very, when you do extremes.
And extreme talaga ha.
Sometimes you have naman opposite. Like you knew them as somebody who was very pious, very devout.
Oh yeah.
Tapos biglang pag nakita mo like, oh my gosh, what happened to you?
I know.
I guess pag na overdose ka on one side of the spectrum, you tend to like, parang like a slingshot.
Yeah.
You get slingshot to the other side. Mm-mm. The complete opposite.
Super
naman.
Extreme nga talaga.
And the top, bakit hindi mo palitan, comes from Oh Yeah That Girl.
Oh Yeah That Girl says,
bakit hindi mo palitan yung ways? Total, ikaw naman nagbibigay direction sa buhay ko.
No. When you meet people na...
That's so sweet.
Diba? They make you want to be a better person.
Tsaka sometimes it's not, to... ano, it's not so much na like in a big way na nabigyan na direction na suddenly may purpose in life ka na. But alam mo lang yung you have, even on a daily basis, mas may point yung araw mo.
Yeah.
You know how like sometimes even as simple as, oh, I can't wait to go home so that I'll see my husband, my wife, my boyfriend, my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of direction. Not necessarily, alam mo na yung vocation mo, alam mo na yung calling mo in life. Sometimes it's just, you feel like there's a point to your day.
At saka parang, whatever you're doing, you have a goal that isn't just yours, but is shared by someone else.
Everything I do it for you.
Brian Adams.
Look into my eyes. You will see.
Yeah, so I guess that's the whole song, whole point of the song.
Oh, and thank you to Camilo. Camilo was saying, really good. Kalihim. Can you just call it Kalihim?
Kalihim.
Ano? Yun yung pande bloody.
Okay.
The really good ones now have a pudding center. See, that makes more sense.
Because
for me, why paint it red?
Mm-hmm.
If it's just paint, I would think it was palaman or something. Na it's something that's oozing from inside. Mm. So I was thinking it was like, I don't know, strawberry.
Yeah,
or,
me too.
Or something creamy.
Kaya I like to play it safe when it comes to neighborhood bakeries. I usually just get like Spanish bread.
Yeah.
Yung mga parang you can't really mess it up unless you're horrible.
Is that the one with like sugar coating?
Yeah. It's so good.
Yum. Okay, I'm going downstairs after this. So the top 10, bakit hindi mo palitan? If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Bakit Hindi Mo Palitan in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
But some quick greets before that. Hi to June Young, who says hello to his wife, Hannah B. It was our first wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Hello to Fabrienne, who says, hi, Jackie Chana. Can you please greet my close friend, Jennifer Bola, a happy, happy birthday?
Hmm? Very, very close friend. Nang Bola ka na naman. Sa ta Jennifer Bola, I hope you have a ball on your birthday. Happy birthday, Mama. Chup, chup.
I think she has a ball like every single day.
Right?
Uh-uh, diba? Oh. So from my PH liver to Prague, enjoy Switzerland. Don't forget to open a Swiss bank account from February.
Wow.
Okay.
So Jennifer is in like Switzerland?
I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
OMG.
So cool.
Sana mag-uwi siya ng chocolates.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Diba,
Swiss chocolates.
Switzerland.
Nakakainis.
Sana may webcam.
Nakakainis.
Yung mukha ni
Hazel. Excited ako sa Swiss chocolates.
Alam mo yung parang kang sinampal. Tsura mo yung parang, oh crap.
Ay, naka.
Ay, or yung mga ano, yung bukasan at patayan ng ilaw.
Ay, ano, Switzerland.
Nandun din yun, yung Switzerland.
Switzerland. Hello to, moving on, hello to Jay, who says, it's Sunday afternoon here in San Diego. Nakatamad pa bumangon, especially when you just had 4 hours of sleep.
We're it's so global.
I know.
Somebody
Switzerland,
from
Switzerland,
right?
San Diego. Talagang kung san-san. Hello to Archer Aguilar, who says, not dreading Mondays because of you guys. Aw, thank you. Had a Carlo GP. It was my birthday yesterday. A birthday greet would be an awesome gift. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Carl Pereira. Hello to Mika. Choo, choo, choo. Hi to Red Pepper Flakes, who says, good morning. Pwede bang please greet happy birthday to my roommate, Travis. He's been learning Tagalog by tuning into The Morning Rush via podcast. So, happy birthday to you, Travis. Maligayang body.
Maligayang body.
Maligayang body?
Maligayang body from Chico and Hazel Hottie.
Pwede. Perfect. That should be like our standard greet.
Maligayang body from Chico and Hazel Hottie.
Ay, nako.
It has a nice ring to it.
It does. It does. Yeah. Bing Hans SG is tuned in with the hubby listening from Singapore, obviously, having breakfast. Enjoy your breakfast. Saturagi, hello to Ruel Asuncion and Ice Konanan and family. Ginia, a boy named Aboy. Good morning to you too. Hi to Soliloquist. Sana maging magandang araw nating lahat ngayon. Indeed.
I know. Amen.
If Roger Federer wins, yes.
Can I get an amen?
But I don't know.
Tagalit ba?
It's ongoing. He's down in the second set. Hi to him, Arthur 5. All the way naman from Costa Rica.
Oh, I swear.
I know. And ito naman, request
United Nations.
Kay Jackie to greet his new avid fan, Enzo Salvosa, a happy birthday in Spanish. Sayo na rin atay niya.
Ano ba? Espanyol ba ito?
Mm-mm.
So, feliz cumpleaños.
Enzo Salvosa.
Enzo Salvosa. So, ayan ha. Sino yung nagpadala?
Si, I am Arthur 5.
So, Arthur 5. Sige, sabi mo kay Enzo, hit me up sa DM na lang.
Bakit? Anong papag-usap? Ah, your atay.
Ano mo na? Padala mo na siya ng pic.
Up for evaluation.
Up for evaluation.
Hindi ka pa, sure ball.
Ano mo na? Ocular.
Oh, yes. Wow. Hi,
ocular
Jackie.
Inspection daw.
Good morning to Batang Betong, who says, please say hi to my mahal beside me. Now super late due to traffic. Chilling with you guys kahit waiting kakamiting niya sa office.
Okay. Super, I'm super, I don't know. Like, I envy people who can be like, chill when something's, you know, like for example, I'm late na. Mm. I'm a mess. And I'm the worst person to be with when I'm late.
Kasi, ikaw yung di ka na makausap and everything.
You can. As in like, I will be so stressed. Yung, you know what I mean? Kasi like, I'm not like, ay, wala na tayong magagawa. Late ka na eh. I'd be so stressed. I would be so stressed. And it's like, can we just not talk? Can we just get to where we're going? And then...
Yeah, I'm the exact opposite.
And kahit, let's say, okay na. Yung parang, I'm still affected. I can't...
Which is why you're early all the time.
Exactly. Pero yun nga. It's also, there's also the bad side to it, which is, syempre, every now and then, there will be unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
And the very, very few times that I'm late, it's usually deus ex machina.
Uh-huh.
Like when Mark and I, our flight was delayed by 1 hour, so we were late by 1 hour to work. Kasi exacto dapat yun eh.
Mm-mm.
We were supposed to be here like exactly 6 a.m.
But nope.
But because of the flight, we were delayed. And before that, I don't even remember. You know, usually my lates are because I'm coming from a flight.
Uh-huh.
The last time before that yata was I came from Sri Lanka naman.
Oh, wow.
And I went directly from the airport as well. Usually ganun lang. But even then, I'm unforgiving to myself when I'm late. Even when it's not my fault, I still get stressed even though I know people would understand that, you know, look, your flight was delayed. That's beyond your control. I can't help it. I get stressed when something's not right.
I don't know how to explain myself here because I'm really not that kind of person. I've always wanted to be that kind of person, but I'm just like, I'm not stressed about it anymore. I should be. Sometimes I am.
Yeah.
But it's like, I realize na, wala eh. Sarado yung dadaanan ko, so I have to take the long route.
Yeah.
And it's usually because I don't give allowance. That's usually my problem. It's like, if I have to be somewhere by 6, then I'm always targeting 6.
6.
When instead, I should be targeting
maybe 5:45
maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, no, I have to be there 6. So that means I'm leaving at like 5:45 or 5:50.
50 or 5:59.
I'm going to make it. Oh, hindi naman 5:59. Usually 5:51.
Okay, fine.
And then like, yun lang. Minsan biglang you forget na may chance na, ay, sarado pala yung dinadaanan ko usually.
Yeah.
So I have to, you know, take the long route.
Right.
So yung 2 minutes na yun, you know, that's enough for you to be late.
Yeah.
You just don't calculate in your, I don't know. It's just me. I don't know why. But I've been trying to program myself into... May alarm pa nga ako eh, at 5:30. Leave na.
Yeah.
But it never happens. I mean, I don't know. I should change my alarm or something.
Or your, ano?
My perspective.
Your attitude.
My life. my work ethic. It's like, no, I'll make it naman. Uh-oh. But it's just like, it's always... Para siyang I get a rush. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
Yung exciting siya. Tapos when I make it.
Yung ano, you get excited by the idea na delayed ka.
Oh, exciting yun, di ba? Hindi mo kasi alam what's gonna happen next.
Parang, is my life changing after this?
Di naman. Wag yun. But yeah, good morning to
good
all
morning.
The monsters. RX Greets is also trending, so we're triple trending
wow.
today.
Okay. So the top 10, bakit hindi mo palitan? Let's start off with Jan to Awesome. Bakit hindi mo palitan yung mountaineers? Total, magaling ka rin naman sa social climbing.
Ay
nako. Meron talagang mga ganyan.
Oh, pero some of them actually reach the top, like the summit.
Yeah.
Diba? Ang galing din.
True. When John Tweet says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung sanggol? Total, gusto mo naman, diba? Lahat ginagawa para sa'yo.
You're like a helpless infant.
Yeah, but more like, not because you're helpless, but because you're just like being babied.
Yeah. Naiinis ako sa mga ganun. But sometimes I'm guilty too. Pero
kasi it's one thing na yung alam mong nagpapababy ka.
Yeah.
Yung as a lambing. But they're not really helpless.
Yeah.
I guess what's kind of frustrating sometimes is when they're really helpless and you're like, saan naman you can kahit papano, you can fend for yourself.
That's true.
Kasi kung naglalambing ka lang, pabebe ka. It's fine, diba?
Yeah, it could be cute at times. Yeah.
Queen of Deadma says, bakit hindi mo palitan si Big Bird? Total.
Ano?
Ano ka naman? May experience ka wearing mascots. Diba?
Ah.
So, ikaw na lang dun sa loob. Yun lang naman. Ikaw talaga. Oh,
naninilaw-nilaw din ba?
And doesn't matter. Oh. Camilo says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung bawang? Total, lagi ka namang sumasahog sa lahat. Alam mo yung tao na lagi siyang nakasawsaw everywhere.
Always in the middle of
everything. Always in the middle of everything.
Yeah. Sometimes, hindi parang, naman siya involved, pero somehow mai-involved siya.
Oo, yung parang, bakit, why are you part of this? Don't you have, hindi ba parang you have nothing to do with this? Why are you in the middle of it?
And some people like just never being left out of a conversation.
Even when it's gulo.
Yeah, gusto nila yung involved
nandun
sila.
Nandun sila kahit papano.
Mm-mm.
Pandy Panda says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung mga dementors? You suck all of the happiness and life in a room with your mere presence. Minsan wala ka pang ginagawa, wala ka pang sinasabi. Pumasok ka pa lang, parang instantly. Alam mo yung nawala lahat ng colors dun sa room.
Mm-mm.
Yung sometimes you're not even actively doing anything.
Yeah, I can think of a number of people.
Yeah, meron talagang ganun. Just like some people naman are a burst of sunshine. The moment they enter the room, it's like, oh wow.
Oh my gosh, I'm in a good mood already.
Pero ano rin, sometimes rin, I've also experienced how it is na somebody who, according to everybody else, is like, oh, andito na siya, life of the party.
Oh.
And then you're like, rolling your eyes in one corner.
Kasi ikaw didrain ka niya.
Oo. Or hindi mo feel yung
pagka-life
of the party niya. Maybe maybe because you don't know them. Or maybe like, ako kasi feeling ko parang if you're already like a group and may dynamics na kayo na.
Yeah. Ito yung life of the party.
Tuwang-tuwa kayo. And especially if very specific yung brand nila of humor or fun.
Yeah.
Pag hindi ka pa sanay, it might rub you off like, oh God, is this supposed to be like, is this supposed to be fun?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever
all the time.
It?
Hello, right? Ako pa ba?
Right?
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, am I missing something? Mm-hmm. But everybody loves that person. Oh. Yung parang everyone's so like, yay, andito na siya.
Right.
Ang saya na. Yung ganun.
Yeah.
And
you're
really
know.
Like, yung you have nothing personal against them. You're just wondering, wow, really?
What are they seeing that I'm not?
That you're not.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
Mm. And Pepper JP says, bakit hindi mo palitan? Si Merriam-Webster. Bigyan mo ng kahulugan dahil binigyan mo ng kahulugan ang buhay ko mula nung makilala kita.
Mm.
Like you defined what I'm here for.
Aww.
Yeah. Colleen MYC says, bakit hindi mo palitan si Mike Enriquez? Total, ayaw mo naman akong kantanan.
Hindi namin kayo.
Tatantanan. Tatantanan. Tatantanan.
What the hell?
He should
how
be like,
scary.
I would like pay. For like to see like a wedding tapos si Mike Enriquez nandun sa harap tapos siya yung music
ta-tan-tanan
ta-tan-tanan
oo nga ano pwede
literal nakatayo lang siya ta-tan-tanan
i-remix yun na lang
ta-tan-tanan
pwede
that would be cute. Wishing Well says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung apelido mo ng apelido ko?
But that's an issue, no? Especially more now than ever. Like, a lot of females now don't want to take, or parang a lot of them want to keep their maiden names.
I don't know how it is here in the Philippines, pero alam ko, now in the States or in Europe or whatever, basta Western, a lot of husbands are taking their wives' names.
That's a possibility too. So pero parang wala akong alam
so
dito.
So for example, if we were to get married, parang I'll be Chico Aguilon instead of you becoming
Hazel Garcia.
Yeah. And it happens. I don't know how the law works here in the Philippines if you have that option.
Mm-hmm.
But usually here, if
hyphenated. Yeah.
If you want to keep your last name, mm-mm, you become Hazel Aguilon Garcia.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of people like that.
What ano ba yan? Yung initials ko pala pag tayo?
Ha?
Parang ayoko.
Oo nga, hag! OMG!
Ay.
OMG.
Never mind.
Right? So pero diba, like, especially for professionals, mm-hmm, I see this a lot with doctors, with lawyers, especially doctors.
Uh-huh.
Kasi minsan kilala ka nila as doktora ganyan.
Uh-oh.
So when you get married, you don't want to lose that, especially pag may ano na, recall na.
Mm.
O si Doktora Aguilon. So what, if you get married, then you're like, Doktora Hazel Aguilon Garcia. Para alam nila na ikaw pa rin.
Yes.
Chinito Ken says, bakit hindi mo palitan? Yung traffic enforcers, puro non-public vehicles lang naman ang hinuhuli. Ang daming violators na PUV.
Mm.
Can I just dish?
What?
Last Friday, di ba I had work?
Mm-mm.
So I was on the road. I was along EDSA, southbound. Super traffic. Hala. So you see wang-wang.
Mm-hmm.
Like ano, police, motorcycle.
Okay.
And like, talagang like honking. Wang-wang, the siren. Tapos, in front of a bus, they're not even hiding it anymore. The bus, in front, said, huge sign, tourist.
What?
I'm like, bakit kayo
may hagad?
You're a tourist bus.
What was up with that?
And like, you know, kung maka, ano yung police motorcycle.
Yung escort.
Akala mo, it's like the president. You know what I mean? Like, nakakapanik siya kasi yung talaga like, get out of my way. It's a tourist bus.
But I wonder, like, what kind of tourists they were.
I don't think it's...
Bakit nakabus, diba?
Hindi, tsaka kung they won't label it as tourist. They label it like, I don't
VIP.
Know. VIP or APEC leaders.
Delegates
or something.
Chorba, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Talaga laki-laki ng sign in front. Nakalagay, tourist. Alam mo yung sign na pwede mo namang tanggalin.
Yeah.
It's like that piece of wood that you put on
the
windshield. Mm-mm. It says they're tourist.
What like, the hell is that?
I don't, diba? I'm pretty sure that's not legit.
I know, and
you can't have like Along EDSA.
Wow.
Right? And I was like, what the F?
Tinalo pa nila yung mga sapatay.
Super! As in. And the top, bakit hindi mo palitan, comes from Chip Siliesa.
Chip Siliesa says,
bakit hindi mo palitan yung lamesa dam? Total, mas matagal ka ng tuyot kesa doon.
Araya.
So, is it safe? Like, can we like nickname you now Lamesa Aguilar? Gusto ko pa rin yung ano eh. Why we can never get married. Yung initials mo.
No, not gonna happen.
Oh, andyan na si Hag.
Si Hag.
The top 10. Bakit hindi mo palitan if you've got entries? Go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Bakit hindi mo palitan in all your tweets.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
It's RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
We want to say good morning to Gabby's mom all the way from New Zealand. Good morning. Hi to Perry Garcia. And Perry says good morning to his wife, Ellie. Hi to Jung Cute, who says good morning to all the rushers tuned in. Mini V is also locked in. Good morning to your Beshi Joy as well. And good morning to all the monsters tuned in.
All right. We've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Anta Jays for suggesting it. And thank you for making us triple trending. Woo-hoo! In the Philippines. Of course, we are doing the top 10. Bakit hindi mo palitan? Let's start off with Queen of Deadma. Bakit hindi mo palitan yung mga kalat ko? Kasi tulad nila, gusto rin kitang iligpit.
Wow! Medyo scary levels. Okay. It sounds like something an action star from the 90s would say.
It's so fitting. It's so colorful though when you think about our language. How, you know, assassinating someone is, you know, made into a euphemism.
You can say iligpit.
To
yeah.
put into order. As if you're something that is out of line that needs to be put into order.
Yeah, it's like you're right? only doing what you're supposed to be doing, but when in reality...
And you being 6 feet underground is the rightful place. Kaya siya iligpit, eh,
exactly.
Diba? Like maduming damit or nakakalat na gamit.
Kasi panggulo ka ng buhay ng mga tao, so kailangan mo ng iligpit.
It's so colorful. Not that it's in a good way, but you know what I mean. Camilo says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung cellphone na walang signal? Total, lagi ka namang out of reach.
May mga tao, in fairness, till in this day and age, ang hirap pa rin kontakin. Alam mo yung parang, for
even
some
now,
reason.
Yung may cellphone nga, hindi naman sumasagot.
May other forms of messaging.
Scene zone ka naman.
Yeah.
Pepper JP says, bakit hindi mo palitan si Jessica Soho? Puro ka, di umano, wala kang kasiguraduhan. Hindi kasi diba, for like broadcasters, you always have to say alleged.
Mm-mm.
The alleged perpetrator.
Di umano.
Diba? Yung di umano, pumaslang sa biktima.
Uh-uh.
Because obviously, unless they've been convicted, they are still alleged. Perpetrators.
Mm-hmm. Or so, yung anila ganito.
Anila, yeah, exactly.
You know what? I remember in college, because I wrote for the Filipino school paper in La Salle. So my editor would, I wrote for sports. My editor would actually edit whenever I would put like, Ani Chico, halimbawa, Ani Chico. And then would turn it into Ani ni Chico. And it's like, but Ani is actually short for Wika ni. So it's, in doing that, it makes it redundant. Ani ni, diba? So, wika ni ni Chico. So, I never got it. I was like, why would it be changed into that? Because I've always known anila.
Yeah, anila.
To be short for wika nila.
Yes.
Or wika ni ganyan.
Dapat ano na lang, diba? Yung sabi ni Bini. So,
sabi ni Bini?
Hindi, Bini lang. So, like, Bini Hazel. Huh? Di ba para mas... Kasi Ani Hazel.
Yeah, exactly.
Bini Hazel.
That's true.
Parang sabi ni Hazel.
Sabi ni Hazel. O, pwede rin naman. Pero parang hindi yung ginagamit. So,
papauso nga natin.
Hindi nga talaga yan pwede.
We'll make it a thing.
But I wonder, no? Parang... Kasi I would always hear that from... from my lola, from my parents. Yeah.
But I would think Annie is not very formal.
Yeah, it's because it's a shortened nga.
I would think kunyari news, you should avoid Annie.
No, because I feel like it's acceptable because the way that we write now, especially in Filipino, yeah, very rarely do you see it written in such a formal way because Filipino to begin with, even if you colloquialize it, yeah, it still sounds so formal.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
But so, for me kasi parang pwede namang ayon kay.
And that's
for me,
true.
And for me, parang the little that you say, for me, parang iba pa rin yung, kasi Annie, it's very conversational. Oh, Annie Batumbakal.
Na taga Frisco, ganito daw. No, yeah, it's parang, only because if you've already used ayon kay. And
well,
if it's
true,
like, if you're writing a long article, then at some point,
then
you're gonna
point
have to rephrase it. So, that's where all the other ways.
Ang maganda kasi, pag ang kinu-quote mo, ang pangalan niya, are you okay?
Para. Annie, are you okay?
So, ano ka nga, good report ka. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay,
Are you okay, Annie?
Annie? let's see here. Coming from Pandy Panda, bakit hindi mo palitan yung buwan? Because every time I see you, you seem to be always cold and distant.
Ay.
Just like the moon.
Like the moon. Oh, did you read about the article that says Venus might not be the closest planet to Earth?
Okay.
That there is actually like a theory, or there is a formula that says Mercury is actually the closest planet
kasi diba
to Earth.
Our orbits are all elliptical.
Yeah.
So they're not elliptical now. We're equidistant
it's
to
like
each
you count
other.
It from how far away you are from the sun.
Kumbaga, it's not one dimensional where we're all moving on the same plane.
Mm-mm.
So sometimes parang, alam mo yun, medyo iba yung trajectory nila.
Yeah.
So they're saying, at different times of the year,
we're closer to
one planet than the other.
Yeah.
You know, depending on the kung nasan tayo dun sa rotation. And it's not even the same every year. Different
right?
years.
It's really interesting.
So, yeah. And you know, it's so interesting how like some rotate on its axis, like the Earth, while some roll.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's Neptune or Uranus na parang, it rolls like a ball on its orbit.
Mm-mm.
As opposed to us, we sit on the orbit, but we rotate on our axis.
Yeah.
So we're spinning like a top. So
I'm so fascinated when I see yung mga school projects of
yeah.
like the planets.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Super. Like the solar system.
It's, we used to like, remember like you can buy mga styrofoam na bilog.
Mm-mm.
Like styrofoam balls in
yeah.
ano, national
yes,
bookstore.
Yes, and that's what
tapos,
we use.
We actually had that.
Tapos tutuhugin mo siya nung
yeah.
parang wire.
You're supposed to do a 3D representation.
Yeah.
Ano ah, size accurate, scale accurate. So talagang yung isa super liit na yung mga Mercury, Pluto, tapos Jupiter has to be really big.
Yeah,
aliw-aliw, cool. I love that. Jan to Awesome says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung Lotto? Kasi kung sino man ang makakuha sa'yo, sigurado jackpot.
Jackpot!
And Archer Aguilar says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung kutsilyo? Tutal, you cut me with your words.
And those are cuts that take a long, long time to heal.
Yeah. And some people are surgeons when it comes,
when it comes to
this.
That.
Yung ang galing nila, they know
where to hit you.
Where to hit you.
Yes, that is so true.
They know what to say to cut you down. And it's difficult when it's actually somebody you hang around with.
Yeah.
Yung it's not an all-out enemy. Kasi kunyari, it's a hater.
Mm-mm.
Usually, ano yan? Usually, it's like, ano, when they attack you, it's with a blunt instrument.
Right.
Because like, pangit mo, bulok mo, di ba? Tapos yung the Tagalog word for shiz. Di ba?
Yeah, it's very superficial.
Yeah, it hurts. Pero like, it's a blunt
general.
Instrument.
Mm-mm.
But when it's somebody who's quote-unquote your friend,
yeah.
And then they say certain things. Minsan pa hapyaw lang.
Mm-mm.
Minsan pa daplis lang. And you didn't notice it. And you're like, wow, okay. That hurt.
Para siyang paper cut.
Yes. And you don't realize it. Sometimes you realize it later on na, wait a minute.
Where's the blood coming from?
Yung parang, you know what? That was a painful cut.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize it until much later
yeah.
on na, parang may laman. na. And you thought it was just a harmless...
Uh-uh.
At saka yung usually mga blah, 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 joke.
And tapos you're like, pag ganyan, medyo mag-o-observe ka na.
Mapapaisip ka.
Next time. Because you're wondering if this person is really trying to, you know...
Well, for me, dalawa. Sometimes kasi, yun nga, yung parang, ah, may tinatagong mm-hmm. ano to, animosity to. And it comes out every now and then.
Yeah.
Through jokes.
Mm-mm.
And then, there are also like, they don't have anything against you. They don't want to cut you down to size. But, they have very painful opinions about you. And, even they don't realize that it's hurtful.
Because usually they're true. That's why you're hurt.
Yes. Diba? And then sometimes it just leaks out
mm-mm.
through conversation. And you're like, oh wow. So that's what that's how you think of
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
That's the second kind. Yung hindi naman nila minimin. And yes, they are still your friends. It's just that you don't realize they think that way about
yeah.
you pala. And you're like, ow. Okay. Juice Blank says, Progesterone says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung mga runners? Total, sanay ka namang takbuhan ang mga responsibilidad mo.
I mean, I feel like if I had responsibilities, that would be my knee-jerk reaction
yeah.
to run away from them. Yep.
When Giko says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung fishballs? Total, lagi ka namang tinuturo. And the top, bakit hindi mo palitan, comes from When John Tweets.
When John Tweets says,
bakit hindi mo palitan yung freezer? Total, ang galing mo magpatigas ng karne. No, because you're a butcher by profession.
Oo nga.
Tsaka ang galing.
Pero
kasi,
hindi naman pinapatigas ng butcher yung karne.
Oh, but if you're trying to freeze it for, to keep it fresh, you need to do that. You need to freeze it. And that is a byproduct of freezing. Di ba? Kumayag ka na. Kumayag ka na kasi para hindi na humaba yung usapan. The top 10, bakit hindi mo palitan? If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag bakit hindi mo palitan in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today.
Good morning to Star Marjorie and to Sexy Germ 17 and Joy. Good morning to Nads as well, who says, good morning to all the rushers and to all my office mates who listen every morning here in East West Bank, Beaufort, BGC. Good morning. Hi to Phil, who says good morning to Jen, his wifey, and his family in Laguna. And everyone else tuned in. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking and to Jays for suggesting it. Bakit hindi mo palitan? Let's start off with Pepper JP. Bakit hindi mo palitan si Big Brother? Puro ka utos eh. Dami mong pinapagawang tasks. Diba si Kuya sa PBB?
I haven't watched PBB in so long.
Me too.
So long. I don't remember the last season I actually watched. But I remember Kuya had a lot of tasks.
Pero I must say, no, parang nag-iba nga yung flavor ng Philippine, ng Pinoy Big Brother. Because like for us, parang it has become like a launching pad.
It's become an artista search pretty much.
It's become an artista search I mean, of course, it's not officially an artist
yeah.
shirt. But you know that it really features a lot of very good-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they eventually become the artistas of the future.
It's either really good-looking, like future, you know, heartthrobs, or yung mga pangkomedyante.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the ones that
parang not
are
so
funny.
Much the regular peeps.
Yeah, the average Joe. Parang right. wala ka masyadong makita. Or kung meron man siguro sobrang like one or two.
Yeah.
And feeling ko they don't get as much airtime as the others.
As the others.
I don't know. I haven't watched it in a while. So
yeah, me too naman. But
correct us if we're wrong.
Just based lang on the fact that so many of them end up in show business.
True. But it was more fun when you parang it wasn't a pattern when you didn't know whether they were gonna make it in showbiz or not, whether they were even gonna enter show business or not.
Yeah.
Kasi now it's become like automatic.
Kasi that it's more of like a social experiment.
Right.
What happens when, you know, you get a bunch of very disparate people
mm-hmm.
with very, you know, varying personalities. You lock them up in one house.
Yeah.
And to see the human dynamic.
Because I remember watching Kim Chu.
Yeah.
Kim Chu's season. And teens yun, diba? So Gerald was there and a lot of other, I guess, teen actors.
Yeah.
Pero parang you didn't know that they were gonna be actors. You just, they True. Were just regular teenagers, you True. Know, doing whatever.
I actually watched the season of sila James Reid when he won.
Oh.
Yeah, teens din yun.
Wala na, I wasn't it watching
it. It was good,
at the
it was really
na.
Good. And yung kay Lamelay, that's what I watched. And of course, Rico's.
Oh yeah.
Rico's season. Star Marjorie says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung reporter? Total, lagi kang nauuna sa mga chismis.
Para silang may direct line to
kasi
ano eh, no?
Meron talaga eh, no? Like, they really know everything from the office to showbiz to, like, whatever's happening anywhere.
Yeah.
They have the lowdown.
But, okay lang, I feel, if it's not, like, yung personal eh, like, yung office. Yeah. If it's just, like, Hollywood or local showbiz, I think it's fine because that just means you're well-read. You know, you
well,
stay
it's
updated.
True. Pero kasi, diba, let's face it, sometimes you're like, something happens in the office and you're like,
the first
what happened?
To
know. Not naman the first. Parang you just want the lowdown. Like,
yeah.
What happened? Ba't hindi na sila nag-uusap?
Kailangan so alam mo.
Like, that, well, syempre. I mean, uh-huh. like, of course, it's easy to just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Na, dati, best friend sila, ba't hindi na sila nagpapansinan? Pero you kind of need, dare I use the word need,
uh-huh.
to know why. Para lang at least you kind of like, you know what topic to avoid.
Right. Pero in truth, it's none of your business.
It's none of your business.
Yeah.
Pero, like kunyari, in a way, yeah, in a, for me lang, mm-hmm. for me, if you're in one office and you deal with both,
mm-hmm.
it's like, if I'm affected,
yeah.
kunyari yung, what if gusto ko, kunyari kay ni Rica, hindi na kayo nag-uusap mm-hmm. bigla. But I'm the boss. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I need you to work on something.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of becomes my business.
Yeah, because
it's like, ano ba kasi pinagawain nyo? Bakit
yeah.
you have to set it aside? Because mm-hmm. I need you both to work together. Kunyari, I need your skills in ganito, Hazel. And
yep.
you, Rica, I need your skills in ganito.
But if you're the boss, then I feel like you're entitled to find out.
Yeah.
But if what if you're just, you know, an office mate?
Siyempre kailangan alam namin
secret.
Kasi no, we need to know. Kasi siyempre parang ba't sila nag-away?
What's up? What's the 411? Parang kung sabi, hey ladies, what's the 411?
Hindi kasi pag like regular ano lang, pag regular chismis, you don't care. Pag medyo big, like kunyari yung nagsuntukan. Or, syempre pa, kahit pa paano naman, you're like,
that's true. It's human nature. You wanna
pag,
be
ano,
in on it.
Oh, okay, here's my defense. Lalo na pag public. You know what I mean? Like, kunyari, it's a very public away to the point na,
everybody knows.
And you avoid putting them together na, kahit hindi ka boss.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yung parang like, you know what I mean?
You don't invite them
you
together
oh,
or whatever.
To a degree, parang feeling uh-huh. ko, at the very least, kahit hindi detailed, yung ano lang, yung parang, ay kasi
nag-away
sa pera. O kahit gano'n na.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me na kasi isa bumibili ng kotse, tapos, I mean, no need for the down low.
And it's not like you're gonna use the information against
exactly,
them or you're
exactly.
not gonna spread it naman to everyone else. It's just, you just wanna know.
Like, especially if you have to deal with them on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yung para lang kasi at least you know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Parang di mo na sila kukulitin.
And
or,
di mo rin sila i-judge.
Di mo rin sila i-judge. Kasi syempre, it makes it difficult rin for you mm-hmm. on a daily basis na kailangan na avoid mo sila na ano, pag, or pag nasa pantry yung isa, dapat
yeah.
mo ganun. Like, or Chaka, minsan, biglang, you know, in a conversation, biglang na-bring up mo yung isa
uh-huh.
and you're like, I'm not supposed to bring her
right.
up pala kasi magkaaway sila.
And sometimes yung napapa-eye roll ka na kasi parang, what is all the drama?
Yeah,
like, what's
yeah.
the big deal? Eh, yun pala, medyo big deal talaga, di ba?
Exactly. And, talaga, dinefend talaga, no? Camilo says, bakit hindi mo palitan ang Manila water? Total, sa Instagram, wagas ka rin makagamit ng filter. Just like a water plant. Colleen MYC says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung lahat ng actors? Eh, kinanta mo na yung buong musical eh.
Here we go.
Diba we asked this when our guest, when he guested some theater
yes.
people?
Yes.
And I guess, even with them, it's mixed. You know, with some, it's actually okay if they were to sing. Siguro lang wag OA.
Yeah, just don't okay overpower to, them or don't yeah. sing loud enough to distract the people acting mm-hmm. or the people on stage.
Not just on stage, pero yung, like ako, kung katabik mo ko, and I would like to enjoy rin naman the music. I mean, maybe you can hum, okay, fine. Pero yung to the point na mas naririnig kita kesa uh-huh. dun sa nagpo-perform. Parang,
that's just obnoxious.
I did not pay to hear you sing.
Exactly.
So I get it. I get that you're kasi some people, ang reaction nila to watching a musical is to sing along.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those who really, truly want to hear the performance.
Yeah.
So for me, even if super, like kunyari, Defying Gravity, I'm so tempted to sing along.
Mm.
But I restrain myself because I know na, obviously you want to hear Elphaba sing it, not your seatmate. So I'll shut up.
Yeah.
So I expect the same courtesy from my seatmate. Kasi even if I want to sing along, I don't.
Oh.
Because I respect my seatmate. So, ganun lang naman. Mm-hmm. So, it's not that I don't like them to sing, pero ako kumakanta rin naman ako. So,
no, so, kumbaga, I demand the same of myself. You practice what you preach.
Oh, oh, oh. So, even if it's actually a sing-along kind of, like Mamma Mia or Saturday
even
Night.
Even if alam mo, it would be a privilege for them to hear you sing.
Well, wait na lang for my musical. Manood na lang sila.
Oo, diba?
Pandy Panda says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung mga puno? Total, you give more shade than an entire forest.
We stand a shady beyond.
Right? Green and Jam says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung switch ng ilaw? Para naman, I can turn you on.
Boy! Pwede mo rin siyang ma-turn off.
Ay, oo nga. Oo nga, no? Yummy Tokyo says, bakit hindi mo palitan si Dora? Total, pagala-gala ka naman. Kasama yung boyfriend mong unggoy.
Ano nga yung OMG. Pangalan ng unggoy ni Dora?
I don't know. I don't watch
si
Dora.
Si ano? Si... it's the tip of my tongue. Ugh. What's the name of that monkey?
I have no idea. I don't watch.
I know it.
I believe it or not, I have never watched a single Dora episode.
Are you serious?
Yeah, ever.
Not even with like your niece
nope.
or... Never.
Never.
Ayan na si monkey. Si Boots!
Boots?
Yes, Boots. I remember because my niece used to watch it. So
more of Peppa Pig.
Ah, oh, well. Mas current na si Peppa
Pig. I've seen that. I guess, nagkataon, maybe wala kaming kid na super into that.
At the time that it was a hit.
If they're into that, like right now, the kids are into... The boys are into like...
We bear bears.
Ninja Turtles.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's the classic. Paikit-ikot lang.
Yeah.
And then yun nga, some are into Peppa Pig. Yung mga ganun.
Yes.
Izmi Takupe says, bakit hindi mo nalang palitan yung mga hinete, the jockeys? Kasi kung sino-sino naman talaga sinasakyan.
Sa mga joke?
Oo, tsaka sa mga joke.
Ah, oo.
At saka ano, grab. Ano, diba? And the top, sorry, Juice Blanc pala. Bakit hindi mo palitan yung mga accountants? Total, ang hilig mong magkwenta ng mga nagawa mo sa relasyon natin.
Oh, it's hard pag nagsusumbatan na.
Yes, the worst.
Oh, no.
And the top, bakit hindi mo palitan, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
bakit hindi mo palitan yung vacation ko? Total, you're the biggest beach I know.
You know, there was actually a local actress. I remember I was in high school. There was a Stella's area. And there was a line. She was the contrabida. Like a very popular older actress. So talagang that was how she said
how
it.
How she said it.
You bitch! I can never forget it. Kasi alam mo yung tawang-tawa kami ng friend ko. Tapos nanonood din yung friend ko. So tawag ako sa kanya. Oh my God, did you hear? Yeah, you bitch! Tapos tawang-tawa kami.
Di ba sadya? Kasi remember there was a spate of teleseries where everyone went over the top.
Maybe.
But it's calculated.
Maybe.
Like, it was already a wink-wink thing.
Uh-huh.
Kasi like some of it, you know they don't mean it. and it becomes really funny because it becomes inadvertently funny. Yes. Pero some really got into the more over, alam mo yung the more incredibly exaggerated, uh-huh. the better.
Yeah.
And it was the campiness of it all.
Pero you know what, tawang-tawa ko, whenever they would cast actors who have a difficult time delivering the lines that the writer wrote. Alam mo yun, yung the script, basically. Na parang, why didn't you cast someone else who could deliver it more effortlessly? Kasi if hirap na hirap, it's, you're distracted. You don't even hear what they're saying anymore. Or you
don't, sometimes kasi it's ano, it's a star vehicle kasi.
Yeah,
alam mo yung parang, oh, gawan mo ng ano, gawan mo ng teleserye tong hot love team natin.
But then people make a mockery of the person who struggles. You know what I mean? It's like,
believe it or not, it's a very small percentage. The ones who would probably be very discerning, the ones who are grammar Nazis.
Maybe, maybe.
So in as much as it quote-unquote becomes viral,
mm-mm.
believe it or not, it's
a huge chunk will not
yeah.
care.
They would be like still be kilig and all that.
I guess.
So no matter how, it's still the minority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So the top 10, bakit hindi mo palitan? If you've got entries, go ahead, tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Bakit Hindi Mo Palitan in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the final top 10 for today.
And we've got the final batch of greets, hashtag RX greets. Celticness is tuned in. Good morning to Paul, Tiovel, Joanna, Dahlia, PA, and BA. Hello to Phil. Good morning to Jenny, Jen as well. And hello to Kara, Irigel, if you're still tuned in.
Good
Hi.
Morning.
I miss you. See you soon. And happy birthday to Kuya Dante.
Oh, happy birthday.
So yeah, there you go.
All right, so we've got our final top 10 for today. Let's start off with, Camilo, bakit hindi mo palitan yung anay? Total, grabe ka namang sumira ng pundasyon. Pero imbis ng bahay, ng mga relasyon.
Ay, nang aanay siya. Have you ever had anay at home? Kasi we did, and it all started post-ondoy. Kasi it was the first time na water entered our house ever. And it was like, it wasn't that high, but it was high enough to reach some of the wooden furniture.
Yeah.
So I guess once it starts, parang
it's so scary.
It just, it goes everywhere. And oh my gosh, I had so many books eaten by the anay.
Yes.
I was like, no! And parang, it happened eventually pa, as in later on pa.
Yeah.
So it was just really, really sad having to get rid of a lot of books because the anay sila.
That's my fear. It's super my fear.
Especially if you have a lot of wood.
Because I have a lot of boxes. Mm. So the statues are safe because that's stone. But I'm so scared of, like, they might chew the boxes.
You know what?
Sira na siya.
Yeah, so you can't actually sell them. But the boxes,
after keeping the boxes for so long and taking up so much space, kakainin lang ng anay.
Alam mo, kaya after nagka-anay kami, we invested in a lot of those, you know, mega boxes.
Yeah.
Those plastic containers. Mm-hmm. Just so we can put everything inside. Kasi diba hindi yun maanay because it's plastic.
It's plastic, yeah.
So those are actually really useful.
So marami ka palang kaibigan na hindi aanayin.
Oo.
Kasi mga
plastic sila.
Let's do the final top 10. Bakit hindi mo palitan? Second entry from Pepper JP. Bakit hindi mo palitan yung microwave oven? 1 minute. Papainit mo na ako.
Ay! Oy!
Wow!
Mabilis!
Star Marjorie says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung anak ng CEO? Total, kung umasta ka sa office, parang ikaw ang tagapagmana ng kumpanya. Right?
I hate it when people are so bossy and they're not even in the position to boss people around.
I mean, as it is, if let's say your boss bosses you around, bad trip na, diba?
Uh-oh.
Pero at least they're your
boss.
They're
in the position to do
that.
Not
that it's okay or that you enjoy it, but at least that's their position.
Yeah.
But when you get bossed around by somebody supposed to be your peer or worse, below you.
Oh my gosh.
It's the worst. And let's see here. Coming from 7070, bakit hindi mo palitan yung mga dinosaurs para mawala ka na rin sa balat ng lupa?
Wala na. Extinct ka na.
Go be extinct, please. The Jake Cool says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung paa ni Shrek? Hindi si Shrek, ah. Yung paa ni Shrek.
Uh-huh.
Total, kamukha mo naman at kaamoy pa.
Kawawa naman si Shrek. Naman, you know, si Shrek. I actually feel bad for Shrek because every time people wanna belittle someone's appearance, yeah, and dalas nila i-compare Shrek kay Shrek.
Yeah.
It's or Fiona.
It's the go-to.
Right. Yeah. It's so sad.
And also, coming from Avi CJ, bakit hindi mo palitan si Dora? Ang hilig mo kasi mag-explore. Kita mo, ang dami mong babaeng na-explore.
Oh, no! Ay. Hopefully, niya ka-hairstyle si Dora kasi I don't know. Parang hindi masyadong hot yun for a guy.
It's so severe.
Apple cut.
It's so severe.
Oh, merong apple cut before.
Yeah, pero it's so severe. Well, sa bagay, like ano, like, di ba usually, I guess, si Edna Mode.
Or parang...
Di ba? That's also an apple cut.
Beatles but before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the one. Mm-hmm. From Coco Hernandez, bakit hindi mo palitan yung jowa mo? Total, lahat naman tungkol sa kanya, binago mo na, di ba? Itsura niya, hilig niya, ugali niya, palitan mo na lang.
Bakit mo pa ginawa?
Di ba?
Kung gusto mo ring palitan lahat.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that. What did you see in that person na ginusto mo if everything actually... You felt the need to change.
Exactly. Juice Blank says, bakit hindi mo palitan yung baka favorite animal mo? Total, ginagatasan ka lang naman ng boyfriend.
Oh no! Ayan ang di mangyayari sa akin. Wala siyang well.
Ikaw ang... siya ang...
Never mind.
And the top, bakit hindi mo palitan, comes from Kez Villaraza.
Kez Villaraza says,
bakit hindi mo palitan yung sales lady? Para wala nang magtatanong ng anong hanap nila kasi natagpuan na kita.
Ay, wow! Ay. Cheesy!
I like.
Lumalain!
Cheese in the morning.
Ugh,
okay,
why not?
What about us?
Ano ba?
No. Oh no!
This is so hard!
I have to be careful.
I don't wanna be too shady.
Ako rin eh.
Yeah.
Puro shade ang naiisip ko.
I know, right?
Okay, ako na lang.
Sige.
Bakit hindi mo palitan lahat?
Lahat? Bakit naman lahat?
Because I can't find anything that I like about you.
Oh no! That is so sad!
You know how like in poker, or poker ba? Sorry, I don't play poker kasi. Or alam mo yung minsan yung pwede kang magpalit ng cards.
Uh-huh.
But you can also opt na all of it palitan mo na lang kasi sobrang there's nothing.
Uh-oh.
So I might as well get a new hand altogether. Parang ganun yung feel
ganun
ko.
Ganun yung feeling mo.
I won't keep a single card. Like lahat tapon. Just keep a new batch. Because there's nothing. Oh. There's nothing I would keep.
But that's so sad.
It's so sad. And kasi usually, because now I'm really thinking, have I ever, so difficult. Okay, I have, let's say on the scale of people I don't like, yung mga nasa top 10 people I don't like in this world, I would have to admit, merong aspects that I actually like.
About them.
It's just that meron silang certain things or maybe it's something they did to me, something they said about me or said to me. Pero there's something about their personality na, to be fair, gusto ko. Na parang, pero to be, buisit lang siya or a-hole lang siya.
Uh-huh.
Pero blank. Yung I have something
okay,
nice to say.
Okay, yeah.
Surprisingly, yung mga I can't find any redeeming factor are the ones na I don't really dislike naman. It's just that I like nothing about them.
Oh, so that's really strange because
like,
They're not even.
It's just that I'm really like, oh God, I've hung out with you many times. I really can't find anything
good about you.
That I don't want to say naman good about
that
you, but
like,
nothing that I like.
That you relate to.
Everything is a ugh, ganun. everything. And but I don't like ugh, get away from
They're
me.
Not your enemy.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just that alam mo yung the makeup of the entire person
just doesn't click with you.
Just there's just nothing for me. There is nothing, but they are not on my kumbaga hit
Your
list.
Diba, but how many people do you consider? I mean, how many people do you feel have you met na nandun sa category na yun?
Konti lang.
Only a handful.
Very rare, very very rare. And alam mo yung minsan naghahanap ka ng maybe there's something about them that I like.
Gusto mo ng silver lining.
Hindi, kasi it's like, yeah. And sometimes kasi you can't help it. You know, if you really, if you hang around them often, then, you know, you try to find something.
Yeah.
Some sort of like redeeming value.
Mm-mm.
But yung I can, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I can really say that I've tried. It's just that there's nothing. Pero it's okay kasi like I said, I don't have anything against them. It's just one of those things na hindi lang talaga kayo jive. And there's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I get you, though.
But like I said, yun nga, hindi kami magkaaway. Hindi kami, we're actually okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Meron din akong ganyan. And parang, these are actually people that you are pleasant to.
Yeah.
Because, yun nga, like you said, you don't hate each
other.
You don't have beef. Yeah. So there's nothing for you to bitch about.
Yeah. Yeah. Diba? And surprisingly enough, yung mga talagang kaaway ko, sila yung I even I would admit na parang had we not been put on the opposite ends,
we would have been friends. Yung parang alam mo, diba? Itong si ganito eh. Ano pa naman siya? Ganito pa naman siya
exactly,
sana.
Exactly.
Okay pa naman yung
and
ganito
strangely,
niya.
Strangely, you know that had you not been enemies.
Yeah.
You would actually be friends.
And actually, given the opportunity, you might be able to become friends in the future because that's how a lot of friendships actually start.
Exactly.
Diba? You just don't like each other, you hate each other, and then once you get to know each other, you're given the chance to do it.
Baka lang kasi you were put on the opposite ends of the let's say, politics.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Kayo party.
Or something like
that.
So obviously, you'd say nasty things about each other. Yung mga ganon.
Yes.
But then you're like, but you know what? Had things been different, had we been like classmates in high school, we'd probably be barkada. You know what I mean?
I get it.
So weird. It's weird.
For me, bakit di mo na lang palitan yung Wallis?
Huh?
Kasi winalis mo na rin naman lahat ng memories natin.
Oh.
Parang wala nang nangyari.
Eh, di ba ikaw yun?
Well, gawain ko yun.
Gawain mo yun,
pero
diba?
Meron din gumagawa nun
yun.
Sa akin. May gumawa na rin nun sa akin. Yung parang, nangyari ba talaga yung mga nangyari? Parang,
did I dream at all?
Yes! And I feel like, I must have said that. Or I must have asked that at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
To the actual person.
Oh.
Just because it was just, parang to me, I could not fathom how I was so affected by how everything turned out. And, you know, you see this person and this person is just fine. Like, it wasn't even
difficult for them.
A thing. Exactly. Yeah. Like, it was so easy for them to just forget about you completely. And you're like, how? But then I've come to realize, you know, maybe that person's had more practice than me.
Yeah.
Maybe madami na siyang nawalis. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
So parang wala na lang yon. And to you, big deal pa siya because maybe you're a lot younger.
Yeah.
Maybe they're older.
Not just maybe.
Well, they are definitely way older.
With your track record, it's safe to assume they were probably way older.
Ang dami na talagang nawalis. Grabe na. Uh-oh. Overflowing na yung ano niya.
Mm-mm.
Yung basura niya.
As in, bilangin mo na yung decades.
But yes, anyway. Yon,
oh my gosh.
There you go.
Okay, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you for making us trend, triple trend today.
And we'll see you again tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow the Morning Rush hosts online at Chico Garcia, at Marky Strome, at Rika GGG, at Hazel Hottie.
Tune in again tomorrow or else.
The Morning Rush, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Only on The Monster.